And I want to talk about the procedure just a little bit today because it's confusing. And because as we looked at cases in the last 3 years after Sabre Travel, there are still a large number of denials that are happening where the Court of Appeals say, we're denying this because one of these things wasn't met. There's not permission from the trial court to order it, to take the appeal, or the trial court didn't actually decide the issue that it's sending up here. So I think it's important we review that. That's one way to make sure that you increase your chances of getting granted when you seek permission. So what's the procedure look like? First of all, you get the trial court order, and then you've got to move to amend that order. And this is one of the weird things, and it throws people off like crazy, because the rule says your petition for permission to appeal is due 15 days after the order you want to appeal is entered. But you can't file that until you have permission to appeal. The key is that the permission to appeal has to be in the order you want to appeal. So what you have to do is ask the trial court to amend that order. Unless you've asked ahead of time, if you're afraid you're going to lose, and you say to the court, if you're going to rule against me, please give me permission to appeal. You can do that. But if you don't do that, then you go back to the trial court and you say, please amend your order to give me permission to appeal. The 15 days starts to run after that amended order is entered. And a lot of people get confused about that. There's a couple of three or four dismissals I saw where people prematurely filed their petition and they explained to the Court of Appeals, I know I don't have permission yet, but I'm filing this because my 15 days is about to run. And the Court of Appeals said, no, your 15 days hadn't even started yet. So that's the question marks. Biggest thing here is I would suggest don't wait too long. There's no deadline in the rule to ask, but if you wait a year to go ask the trial court to certify this thing, the trial court probably is going to look at you and go, you got to be kidding me. And the Court of Appeals is certainly going to say this can't be that important if you waited that long. So what does the trial court permission have to look like? It can't just be a new order that says, hey, you know that summary judgment I granted last week, I give you permission to appeal it. It's got to be in the permission has to be in the order you're appealing. So you have to amend the order that you want to appeal. The court must identify the controlling issue of law. Now, identify doesn't mean discuss, explain, talk about it. They don't have to give too much detail, but they do have to identify what that order is. They have to decide that order, and that's important too, or that question. It's not enough to say, I deny your summary judgment without saying why, and then, hey, there's some issues here that maybe could be important. The court has to decide those issues. They have to say, I'm granting or denying summary judgment because I find X, and then I think this question that I've decided, you can appeal, but they have to decide the question. And has to state why, the court has to state why an immediate appeal may materially advance the litigation. So obviously you're going to have to help the trial court with that. Give the court the reason in your motion to amend. Explain that so you get all that into the trial court's permission. Any one of those things being missing and gives the Court of Appeals a really good and easy way to deny your petition, and it happens regularly. So once you've done that, you have 15 days to file your petition for permission to appeal. Has to have everything you would have to put in your notice of appeal. It needs to argue clearly and concisely why the order meets the standards. So why does it involve a controlling question of law? Why is that controlling question of law one about which there's a substantial ground for difference of opinion? And why is it going to move this case along? And then attach a copy of the order so the court can be sure that you've done what you need to do. After that, there's some time for a response, 10 days, 7 days for reply, then the court's going to decide. All right, so what has happened since the last time that I was up here talking about these? Sabre Travel came out in 2019, and then we talked about industrial specialists. Both of these talk a lot about the Court of Appeals discretion and what can the Court of Appeals do when they get one of these things. Sabre Travel, the Court of Appeals had denied permission to appeal. The parties went to the Supreme Court and petitioned for review. Now, the respondent said, you can't even take this case. It's not even an appeal. The Court of Appeals denied it, so it's not an appeal. The petition for review is not even proper. And the Supreme Court unanimously said, no, we have jurisdiction. It's an appeal because the Court of Appeals gave permission. That ruling was under the old 22.225D, but just last week in Industrial Specialist, the court pointed out 22001, which is the basis for the court's jurisdiction, is even broader than 225, so the reasoning applies. So even if the Court of Appeals denies your petition for permission to appeal, you can petition the Supreme Court for review, and the court's got jurisdiction to look at that. The court said, we are not going to say the Court of Appeals abused its discretion in denying the petition. We're not going that far. We can't say that. They didn't really talk too much about why not, but it was basically, look, it's discretionary. So we're not going to sit here and say that the Court of Appeals abused its discretion in declining to take this. But we're going to take it, and we're going to decide it on the merits, which is what they did. But the court in Saber Travel included language that then started to show up probably in every petition for permission to appeal that got filed afterwards, strongly encouraging courts of appeals to take these things, please. Just because the court can decline to accept it doesn't mean they should. In fact, you really ought to accept them in many instances and address the merits of the legal issues certified. And I'll admit that I filed a few of these after Saber Travel, and I quoted maybe not the whole thing, but a good chunk of that, to encourage the Court of Appeals to please take my